Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hope you're having a great day. Happy Thanksgiving week to you and your family. We are back at this tomorrow, and then we get a little time off for the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be up at Flowery tomorrow bringing you the latest on the Falcons, and we have some things that we want to get to here in just a second in regards to Raheem Morris talking about the system and the game plan and Kirk Cousins and all the things that we've been discussing today. But I just want to address something in the break. We were still talking about this situation with Gainesville High School and 35 players suspended. And Day-Day, I just want you to repeat what one – because now we've gotten numerous officials and folks who've done this calling and texting and giving us more background, because I think it's the dumbest thing to have officials on the field and for them to not be able to interact. And you just said, because we had a gentleman, his name was Bobby, early in the show, he said, look, guys, that's what we're taught. We're taught if something happens on the field, we back off, we pull our little notepad out, and we start taking numbers. What did the official say this comes from? This is not a state thing, right? That's what he was saying? Is this it is?
No, it's not a state thing. Yes, it's an official. So it's actually my father. My father's been officiating for, since I was in high school.
Okay.
And he said, because he saw some comments, when I posted about this on Facebook, he said he started to comment, but he was like, but basically, because I said the same thing, I took issue with the official backing out of it and, taking the two steps back and just kind of standing there. He said National Federation for Officials for High School, the rule is they are not to get involved physically. They are to step back, take names and numbers,
and just let it play out.
I have an issue with that, because if you go back and again watch the video, once the Brunswick kid rips the Gainesville player's helmet off and the Gainesville player throws his hands in the air, there's at least about 3 to 5 seconds there where an official could have immediately waved his hands like, yo, this is not cool, blow his whistle, draw attention to what's going on, let the coaches run out to the field to quickly help defuse the situation. But if you step back, as he did, now here comes number 77, bull rushing, trucking one of the other the Gainesville players, and then it gets completely out of hand.
We were saying this earlier. First off, from a liability standpoint, the ref is not wearing pads or a helmet. Okay, these guys are like
they're the ones more likely to get hurt.
At this level, these guys are Division I NFL size players, for crying out loud. That's just ridiculous. Let's have some let the authority be the authority and stop this from getting out of hand. That's something the Georgia High School Sports Authority needs to revisit.
I agree. In these situations,
yes.
In this particular situation where it should be de-escalate, and I think it's dumb. Here's my bigger thing.
Is a ref Chuck Norris? He's going to start throwing these guys around? I mean, give me a break.
Well, Mike, and if it's not, if you're not out there to de-escalate situations like this, let's just get refs off the field. But this is a gladiator match. Just let guys throw each other around and punch and do whatever they need to do. Why are you guys out there? Oh, to throw a flag? When you have situations like this where tempers flare, it happens. It's sports, man. We're competitive. This is where you jump in. And so to not be able to do that, and again, I'm not blaming the men or women out there who are officials who are like, look, we're just doing what we're told. I just think it's a dumb rule. This is why this crap happens. It should not have. If the rule was in place to say, hey, if you see something popping off like this and it's dangerous and you could have a melee, because I got to tell you guys something. In some communities, that might have led to dads and fans coming out of the stands.
And other
and
things.
Then you got a real problem.
Right.
Okay?
That's why, you know, we said earlier, I mean, you – and the game was getting chippy. One team was getting smoked. The game went one way in the third quarter. It's got away from them. The ref is that's something in time immemorial. Get the coaches together. Hey, you know, here's – this is what we're going. And then the ref can also say, and again, you'll get sued for that too. You guys keep playing chippy like this. We're going to, the fourth quarter is going to be 5 minutes.
Well, suspend me, Mike.
You know?
Do your job. Like, that's my issue. But what they're telling us, and so before I wanted to go in on this, I wanted to be accurate and thank your dad for calling and thanks for all the other officials who called in today and hit us up. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Change that rule. Change it. It's dumb. With that said, we'll get back to this. We're also going to talk some college football because big news, there is a hiring in college football. No, it is not who you think, but it does take a candidate off the table that we've talked a lot about. All right, Mike, Raheem Morris talking about what's going on with our offense. So many people reacting to our pre-show today where Oren said, hey, coach said something last night on the coach's show where and we were both scratching our heads. And we're like, okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean our other quarterback is not comfortable? Ra said that the system for building game plans, they took into Kirk Cousins' input. Mm-hmm. The reason why this is important is because are they not taking the input of Michael Penix and saying, hey, this works or this is what I think we should be doing? And the reason they're probably not, Mike, is because – we haven't seen him do that.
Well, how come, you know, did you take his input last year or did you Zach Robinson my way or the highway? You're going to be in the pistol all season.
It looked like they were running the same stuff.
I mean, Kirk was successful. He had, it was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week twice last year. Those big wins against Tampa. Then he got injured, wasn't the same. But Zach Robinson, where's the flexibility? Where, as I say, I've used that phrase, imagination, some flexibility. We have seen some things which are good, but they never seem, Carl, to get back to it. The predictability that we heard a Kurt Warner talk about. We heard Dan Orlovsky talk about. Drew Brees was saying, wow, Falcons look like a different team when they're under center. So why didn't you start to get Michael Penix ready for that? Carl, I know he was under center in Washington. Film exists of him doing that as a Husky.
For sure.
So why didn't you ramp that up when he was a rookie? And we'll ask Raheem Morris about this tomorrow. Why didn't you have him at least start the first half of the first two, if not three, preseason games to get more reps? Why did it take so long to get Zach Robinson down out of the box and on the sideline? Yeah. It took a humiliating defeat against Carolina when Michael started to wobble. His footwork was bad. Look, Mike's also got to be more accurate. Mike's also making a lot of mistakes. But you got to put him in a place where he can succeed. And then you go back to – so now my spidey sense here, Carl, is, hey, season's up. We're looking – we may get fired here. If Kurt wants to be under center, Kurt's under center. We'll bring an extra tight end in, protect him, and let's go. And then with the play action, he gets Darnell Mooney involved. Darnell Mooney's been missing in action. 50-yard, beautiful play.
What's up, Darnell?
Best-looking pass play of the season for the Falcons.
No doubt.
Right? And a bunch of nobodies, with all due respect to DS5 and the other dudes.
And by the way, one of our good friends said, hey, you know, Zach is speaking tomorrow. He does normally on Wednesdays. You know what? I'd love to have Zach on our show. I mean, we're on 5 days a week. You know, I mean, I'd love to have Zach. Is that asking too much since somebody put that out there? I'm just saying, it'd be nice to have the offensive coordinator jump on every now and then. Am I asking for too much?
Well, we used to have the coordinators on. That was something we used to do.
Okay,
that
so
was
a thing. I just want to put that
out there.
I would love to show up, Mike, and ask Zach questions. But you know what? We've been on all year. It'd be nice to have the offensive coordinator on our show.
But again, why now in the under center, which sets up, you got great running backs. The play action showed you. Michael Penix Jr. needs to have those DBs, those safeties, those linebackers frozen for a half a second through play action. It's something that's got to be in his repertoire. They have got to get there. And that's why I asked the question. Jimmy Lake was not qualified for this job. And maybe Zach Robinson isn't either to work with a young quarterback. And it gets back to the whole thing in the first place. You start off by ticking off Cousins by drafting Penix. Now, once he got hurt, that's out of the toothpaste, out of the tube. But then he goes and tells the stuff where I'm not healthy. No, I was hurt. All this stuff. Then you brought this up earlier. Shouldn't they have just started Kirk Cousins to start the season if Penix is clearly not ready? Who's doing the evaluations? How do we get so far down this road where we lost winnable games with a great defense you're talking about, where all you needed was basic quarterback play to win?
Yeah, and please hear me. I know some people have been like, man, Dukes, you're tripping. You're blaming Penix. I'm not. If you heard me earlier, I can't. He should be leaning in and on the folks who have been around this league and have experience to say, what should we be doing? What do you think the best formations are? What do you need me under center? Let's do. Do you guys think Michael Penix is like puffing out his chest going, I ain't doing that?
No, I can't imagine that. Can't imagine that.
That's not what's going on
here. Everything we've talked to him about and we've talked to other teammates about, in no way is that Michael Penix saying, I can't.
That's not what he's doing.
But here's how does this coaching staff maximize his skill set? They just said, Reem, play the soundbite again, Oren. You do what the quarterback can do. So basically, Michael Penix Jr. is incapable of being under center for the majority of the snaps.
It's frustrating. Only because if we were doing these things earlier, maybe the offense would have been more fluid, scoring more points, being better on third down, all the things that have hampered our team. Here is Rob, by the way, talking about the system for building game plans and how they listen to Kurt and his input. I love this soundbite. I love this soundbite, Atlanta, because Michael Penix isn't doing that. That stuff should be coming from the offensive coordinator. Mike, this is what I'm seeing. This is why I think we should be running. That is 14 years of being in the NFL. He's not doing that. But what you just heard is Ross said, well, he doesn't come in and tell us what he wants to do. Yes, he does. Come on. Yes, he does. But he comes in, Mike, right, and says, I get it. Here's the game plan. Here are the plays that we're thinking about running, and this is how they're going to line up against us, and this is where that experience comes into play, and he's saying we leaned on it.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I mean, we talked about this, if you missed it yesterday. Do you think that they got so irked by the way Kirk first said he wasn't, he was fine, and then what he did at the Super Bowl week, do you think that pissed off Arthur Blank and the coaching
somebody
staff to the point where there's now we decided we're pivoting to Michael Penix Jr., knowing damn well you're paying Kirk Cousins all this guaranteed money, you know, that's not coming off the books. It's right. A big cap hit. And so, but this goes to me, guys, as a Falcon fan, this is why guys just say, I'm done with this team. Because you run this thing like a Mickey Mouse soap opera. You drafted a quarterback that you shouldn't have drafted. You signed a guy, either one or the freaking other. And you get to work with a rookie quarterback and you take your lumps with him. And he learns. You know, one or the other. You don't do what we did. And then you screw it up seven ways to Sunday. You screwed it up last year because you weren't too ready to get Penix in there. Maybe now we know why they waited so long to get Penix in. They didn't have confidence in him. They'll never go on record and say that. But you just let the cat out of the bag.
Well, he wasn't ready, Mike. I mean, I think that's obvious. And they were hoping, again, that he could learn on the job. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But now the coaching staff's about to get fired or feeling, you know, hey, we're in trouble. Whatever Kirk wants, Kirk gets. Go ahead, get out there, Kirk. Save our season. It's like Jimmy Johnson in the old days. We're going to run the football until they couldn't. Dan Marino, get out there and do something. That's what it feels like.
Let me hear Rod talk about why the offense changed with Cousins. This was from, again, the coach's show. Why don't you do it with Michael? Oh, my goodness. 404-726-0929. All right, guys. College football front and center tonight. CFP rankings. And who just got a job that a lot of people were saying one of our guys might get it? Well, he didn't. We'll tell you about that and more. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, by the way, we are going till 6:30 tonight, so you're going to get a chance to hear our conversation with Seth Emerson. Really good stuff with the Dogs, and not only that, Mike, but also talking about the national perspective. And the news in college football, Mike, is Oklahoma State has a new head coach. Now, remember, speaking of Zach Robinson, and he was a quarterback there at Oklahoma State, a lot of folks, when this process started and they were looking, people thought that he was going to be a guy on the short list. Maybe he was, but he doesn't get the job. The new era of Oklahoma State football is going to be the North Texas head coach. His name's Eric Morse. They're having a really good season.
Yeah.
A lot of credible reports about this. He's taken the job, and Mike, he's going to finish out the season with North Texas before heading to Oklahoma State. But this is, Mike, you know, when you talk about, all right, we're going to get an up-and-coming guy. He's been around. He's doing a really good job where he's at, and maybe he can come here and help us. I just feel like this is an interesting hire. We keep talking about who's taking these jobs in the pecking order. Oklahoma State's a really good job. But it's not a job. Even all those years Gundy was there, they were not on the national scene year in and year out, and they certainly weren't winning Big 12 championships or playing in the college football playoff.
No, always felt like there was a ceiling with Oklahoma State, you know, and you know, at the time it was a T. Boone Pickens while he was alive, was the big, obviously billionaire with the big money to get that program where they thought it should be.
Sure.
And they got on the cusp of it, but you're right, it's always been a ceiling. Eric Morris, for those who don't know, because we joked around, guys are breaking my chops, I bet North Texas a couple of times this year in our pick segment.
You did.
Because these guys are guaranteed to give you the over, if not cover, scoring a lot of points. So, high, you know, kind of perfect for Oklahoma State, high-scoring football team potentially, see how they do defensively. But his mean green, that team is 10-1. And so that's been a hell of a year, and that seems like a good fit. And that's the kind of coach, if you don't get Lane Kiffin or you don't get John Sumrall from Tulane, you know, obviously Franklin's already locked up. There seems like that's where the next group of coaches are coming from. They're coming from the smaller schools.
That is true.
Unless you're getting an assistant who's ever been a head coach.
Well, yeah, and again, it's just how high you you know, are on that particular assistant. As far as other things, the Lane Kiffin situation, guys, is still playing itself out. Everybody keeps saying that he's mulling this decision on whether he's staying or leaving. We asked the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley earlier. She was wonderful, if you missed it, dog fans. And I said, is Lane taking this job? And she was like, if he does, he's dumb, because they love him up there and it's the perfect place. Mm. But Mike, when you're about to increase your salary, what, $4 million? Right? He's at $9 million, I think he is, or $4 or $5 million potentially. They're saying upwards of $13.5 to $14 million. It's hard to say no, unless, again, Ole Miss is going to match that, which we do not know. For those who are not familiar with this, Lane Kiffin, the Ole Miss coach, says that he's going to make this decision after the Egg Bowl. And, Mike, by the way, do they win or lose and he then announces it on the microphone?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Where does this go? I mean, it's like the athletic director and the chancellor have been trying to keep this thing under wraps. You know, like, we're trying to, you know, get to the playoff and try to have an unprecedented Ole Miss season. But how do you do that when the coach is basically one foot out the door? The kids are going to be aware of it. Now, Lane Kiffin, he was trying to be dismissive when asked about it by the media, saying this generation of players, they don't hear this stuff. They don't care. They're basically saying they're mercenaries themselves, and they transfer out, so he doesn't think that they'll be affected by it. Look, Lane is a BS artist. He's fun. He's a hustler. He's Steve Spurrier without the national championship. And you're going to be expected to win that at LSU. It's going to be, as Barbara Dooley said, you asked, what's he ever won? You know, he's gotten Ole Miss to the best spot that his fan base has ever seen. Expectations are through the roof. But yeah, you're going to have your heart torn out. You win the Egg Bowl, and then what? It drops on Twitter, drops on at the Athletic or ESPN, that he is going to take the deal and leave for and then is LSU going to, is Ole Miss going to say, well, you're not coaching our team in the playoff?
Yeah.
Imagine how awkward that's going to get. I mean, this isn't hype. This is making it sound like Florida doesn't have a chance. I think some Florida Gator fans out there still think they've got a fighting chance to land Lane Kiffin as well in Gainesville.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking some college football. While we get ready for the big rivalry weekend, everybody's wondering, you know, what Georgia Tech team's going to show up. Barbara Dooley said, look, they're mad. They are going to show up. They're disappointed. They're upset. Can I hear Kirby talk about Haynes King? Because, you know, look, Mike, we know they've got to find a way to slow him down. Even though he had a bad game, certainly a bad pick in that game, he still put up numbers. But last year, he was incredible.
It was such a slow start. Haynes King, the three and outs, missing open receivers.
Versus Pitt.
It was arguably the worst half of football he probably had in his career.
No doubt. And that gets you behind the eight ball. Here's Kirby talking about Haynes King.
I don't think people understand how fast this guy is. Like, he can run. And he was a great athlete in high school, track guy. I mean, the stories are all over of his success and his stories of where he's been and the injuries he's been through. And you see the hits he takes. I mean, he just gets stronger with each hit.
He's the kind of guy that, you know, he's a Kirby Smart kind of player. You know what I mean?
He is.
He's that kind of dude. And it just seemed like, you know, we said all season long how Georgia Tech just gets on basically Haynes King's shoulders and he takes him for a ride. And this was like one of those games where he just couldn't do that, at least for a half. And unfortunately, the hole they dug was just too big. Once, you know, Pitt started blitzing, or I say Georgia Tech started blitzing Pitt and getting the results, it just was a little too little too late. And that last, oh man, Day-Day talked about that last touchdown, all the air out of the stadium. That's all she wrote.
Here is Kirby talking about his former coach. I say that because he worked for Kirby. Buster Faulkner, who is now at Georgia Tech, and his offense and what Kirby thinks.
At the end of the day, they got a block, we got a tackle, and somebody's got to do it better. And that's a very tough thing when you play them, because they stretch you horizontally, they stretch you vertically, they stretch you with tempo, they stretch you with numbers counts because of their quarterback. So Buster does an awesome job, and that's continued this year.
Hey, by the way, we're talking about that extension at some point,
yeah,
you know, for Brent Key.
Yep.
Got to give Buster Faulkner a little bit more on the envelope to keep him, don't you?
Probably. He has been really good since getting to Georgia Tech. I think he's enhanced their offense. Now, they do have a really good quarterback, obviously. But, yes, I feel like, Mike, if you're going to do the Brent Key thing, I think there are a couple of key assistants
right. That
probably deserve to be taken care of as well as you guys move forward over there. Hey, man, as far as this game, though, and it's a short week for us. So, look, normally Thursday, Friday, we'd be deep into this, talking about a Saturday matchup, but this game is Friday. I feel like you right now. I just feel like the Dogs are playing some of their best football. And I don't think that's going to stop. I don't think that happens on Saturday or Friday because it's Georgia Tech. The fact that it's at, you know, Mercedes-Benz, does that play a role in this, Mike? Does that give one team or another the edge? Again, we talked to our buddy Seth Emerson. You'll hear it coming up at 6. He said they sold this game, Mike, for $10 million. And look, that money has helped.
Right. Now, I know some Tech fans are upset. Apparently, when they did the survey about asking about, hey, do we want to move the Tennessee game? How do you feel about that? People, I guess some Tech fans, because they're obviously brilliant, they're all millionaires, Carl, they understand the logic behind it. You need some more money for your collective and everything else that now works in college football to make your football program successful. It just, yeah, I think there's probably some old school Tech fans that feel, hey, man, wish his game was at Bobby Dodd regardless. But it's not. So you're going to have, you may have 50,000 Georgia fans in there.
You absolutely might. It might be 60-40. It might be 70-30, depending on how things shake out. But
Jay Batt, by the way, put this deal together.
He did.
He's gone.
Who's
no longer the AD.
He's gone. But I will say this. As far as this game, yeah, I do like Georgia. And it has nothing to do with this loss. Even if Tech won, I would still be feeling this way just because of the trend of how Georgia's been trending right now. And it's across all phases of the game. So, yeah, man, look, I think
Also, how Georgia Tech's defense has just gone south. Well, I mean, we knew it was a stretch in the beginning.
It's tough.
And they've really, the Boston College game, what happened against Pitt, and Gunnar Stockton and those skill position players in Georgia, that's going to be, even though everyone's hanging their hat on the 8 overtimes last year, I just feel like Tech's defense is just not that defense.
That was an anomaly. That doesn't happen. It's why it didn't happen, you know, every year before that. It happens every now and then. I do not expect 8 overtimes, even if it was to go to overtime. But the problem, Mike, is Haynes King is going to have to be special. And Georgia knows that.
It's got to be bulletproof.
And that's the problem when you say, hey, not only mistake-free, you got to be special. And I'm not saying he can't be, but that's a lot of pressure for the quarterback of Georgia Tech. We will see, and we'll continue to break it down with various folks as we continue to talk about rivalry weekend, but it is one of the big games. And also, guys, Texas A&M, we keep talking about Georgia and who they might play in the championship if they are to get to the SEC championship game. If Texas beats A&M, Mike, again, do they drop out of the top four then? Mm. So there's some other rivalry games that have impact. Obviously, Ohio State, Michigan. There are a bunch of games that we'll be paying attention to over this Thanksgiving holiday. 404-726-0929. We're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into here on the show. Strong arm story of the day. We're going to let you hear more of our Falcon situation as we continue to talk about it with you. I will tell you this. This conversation about this offense and how it looked and what's going on and why wasn't Michael Penix doing these things? Mike, this has probably been the most intense we've had all season, outside of obviously losing the 5 games.
Right.
Because I think there are people who are a little bit afraid that, you know what? Is Michael Penix going to be the guy? And well, there's a little bit of that, along with, okay, then this team also made a mistake with Cousins and not playing him. It's interesting to see all the comments.
Right. It just seems like last year, you know, you guys know the history. It just Cousins was – we were leading the division. We were going to the playoffs. And then Michael Penix Jr., like, I thought the game against the Commanders was one of the best games he's played in his career. I know he threw the pick early, but he made some really quick, decisive throws. The throw to Pitts, the touchdown, you know, in a position to rally the team to a win. Thought the coach mishandled the clock. And then this year – you know, why wasn't there more emphasis on getting him under center? And in it, like, there's nothing wrong with a pistol, but to use it almost exclusively with Penix Jr. seems just, you see the results with a team that can run the football. It just, everybody says it. If I don't know what I'm talking about, if Arch is listening, well, sure as hell, Drew Brees knows what he's talking about, and guys like Kurt Warner know what they're talking about, and why we don't do it.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We've been asking you today, who do you blame? Do you blame Kirk Cousins, Zach Robinson, Michael Penix? When we talk about the fluidity of this offense and why is it that it couldn't look this way, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Like, there has to be a reason why we were not here before with all the things that we saw last week. And again, I think it's going to increase. I think some of the things you saw last week, they're going to improve on. They're going to get better with Cousins out there because he's the guy now. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to play to his strengths, Mike. 404-726-0929. That is the phone number for you to join us.
Guy just asked me on Twitter. He says, hear me out. He goes, can we still make the playoffs or win the division? Well, yeah. I mean, the Bucs are leaking. The Bucs have got their own issues. They've been without their best wide receiver all season. Bucky Irving's been hurt.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Now it's an AC joint. It's the non-throwing shoulder. But if you go back and look at it, now we're not exactly directly in sync where the Bucs were, but we were 6-3. I want to say they were 5-4-6 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, one team went one way, we imploded, they went the other way. If we went out, if Kirk Cousins and this new and improved under center offense continues to do its job, because the defense is great, you know, it's fantastic, taking leaps and bounds. You know, you've got Seattle, the Bucs, the Cardinals, the Rams, the Saints. Now, the Rams look like the number one seed in the NFC. That might be a too difficult to test, but that's going to be here. You got them coming to us.
Right.
So, no, stranger things have happened. It would be a hell of a – and by the way, I know sometimes there's all sorts of Falcon fans. There's guys like us that like, bellyache and complain because you're so frustrated over the years. And there's the eternal optimist. And, yes, we want to win every game. We want to win every freaking game. I went to Berlin. I didn't go 4,000 miles, Carl, to watch them lose to the Colts. We want to see these guys do it. And there's certainly some elements in place. The defense is – this is the best this defense has played on this team. You got to go back to maybe 2017, right? Or 2018 before the injuries.
For sure.
And that's not hype. These young players are really having a huge impact.
Well, and this is why the season is not over, as though we've said, technically, mathematically, it's not over, even though it feels like it when you're in a 5-game losing streak. But to Mike's point, the problem is you've gotten swept now by Carolina, and you're going to need some help there if you're going to get back and try to win this division. You need Carolina to continue to fall apart. And by the way, last night they lost to the 49ers. Right? So then you get into these common opponents and all that kind of stuff. But the answer to your question, sir, is yes. It's possible. They could. As crazy as it sounds, they absolutely could. And that is why we have not gone away and just said, well, not going to talk about it anymore, because number one, that's dumb. Number two, the season is technically not over. But number three, all of a sudden we got all this stuff, man, that's going on with our team. And I've said this. You guys want to walk away and, oh, I'm done and all this stuff. And it's frustrating. But this thing is getting even more interesting by the day.
Right. As we said, the Buccaneers, and we'll get a chance toe-to-toe with the Bucs. The problem is, guys, losing to Carolina kills you, you know, in the division. I mean, that just wrecks you. You know, we talked about, you know, that the game against the 49ers, which I still think we should have won. Patriots game, remember the field goal kicker comes into play in that one, our second field goal kicker of three. So, and another thing, you know, Zane Gonzalez hit a 56-yarder. They were able to execute the, you know, the 12-second rule call, get the field goal team out there, get the job done. So, special teams, that's another thing. If we're going to win these games, we have got to tighten up special teams. They can't be setting guys up on the 50-yard line at least once or twice a game, which we seem to do. They got to do the small details have got to get picked up by the squad. That's part of it.
It is. You know what's funny? We were talking about the Bills, and you know, they came in here, and it was like our biggest win at the time of the season. Maybe it will be. I don't know. Maybe we beat the Rams.
Lesser off that Bills team, though.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. The Rams may be the bigger win if you're able to pull that off. But the Bills signed Brandon Cooks. He was cut, remember, by the Saints. Waived by them on Saturday. Cleared waivers Monday. And they have added him. So it just tells you, like, the Bills, as much as they've invested, they're still not a complete team. They're willing to roll the dice, Mike, and try to get some more help. They've elevated Gabe Davis from the practice squad for the past two games. They're just trying to – they signed Mecole Hardman this month. They are trying to find something for Josh Allen on the outside. And, you know, Keon Coleman, yeah, he's been a healthy scratch the past two games. Mike, there's something going on there. Disciplinary issues. So when you talk about the Bills, the offense is stagnant because it's like Josh Allen and then, all right, if James Cooks is not getting the ball – who's stretching the field for them? Who's their go-to guy? That just tells me there's something happening there with the Bills that, like, when we played them, it was like, okay, great. They're winning. This team looks like a Super Bowl contender. I don't know, Mike. I really don't. And the Keon Coleman thing is weird.
Yeah, he's missed some meetings, you know, whether it's three strikes, you're out. Or look, Sean McDermott, I think he is definitely a hardline kind of guy. You know, and he's not monkey. Remember how the whole Stephon Diggs soap opera played out a couple of years back?
Yep.
But in the case of Keon, like I watched Keon at Florida State, tremendous athlete. He's kind of he's got to grow up. That's part of it. Because they need those players down the field that can make those kind of he's not a burner, but he makes uncontested catches. I mean he makes the contested catches. He can do all the things, you know, like a poor man's Drake, you know, but he's got to keep his head on his shoulders, and he's not doing that up in Baltimore. They're not waiting for him.
Y'all know what's crazy?
In Buffalo, I should say. Baltimore, by the way, sorry, meant to mention real quick, as bad as it's looked for us, now granted Lamar Jackson is a force of nature, but look where they are right now. And the Steelers are going the other way in that division.
Yeah, the thing with the Ravens, though, they just needed to get healthy, and they needed a quarterback back. Once Lamar gets out there, it's a different animal. But you know what's crazy? Drake May's thrown for more yards than Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Daniel Jones, Matthew Stafford. Drake May. That's crazy.
He had a full year under his belt to learn. What if Michael Penix Jr., if you don't sign Kirk Cousins, give Michael Penix Jr. that year of development? Maybe Zach gets some things right. Maybe Zach's on the sideline last year. Maybe things change. They evolve. Or maybe Zach isn't the right guy to develop a young quarterback. But imagine Drake May took his lumps last year, Carl.
Yeah.
And then this year, by the way, he gets Josh McDaniels. He gets a hell of an offensive coordinator to play to his strengths.
Yeah, it's just it's nuts to think that he leads a league in yards passing. Nobody's having a better season than Matthew Stafford, guys. Nobody. 30 touchdowns, 2 picks. This dude's been insane this year. And, Mike, he's also revitalized Devontae Adams. Remember we thought Devontae Adams was washed? Psych. He's not. He's catching touchdowns every single week. And it's just like Matthew Stafford right now at his age is doing incredible things. I only point that out to get back to, you're right, our quarterback. And the development of where he's at compared to other guys in this league that we want to compare him to, whether it's Bo Nix or Drake May, it's like, okay.
J.J. McCarthy now, they're considering him a bust already. This is his first year as a starter because he was injured last year. And, you've seen the articles that have been written nationally, but in Minnesota, they're struggling at the position, Carl, and there's god-awful, and that's where he is right now. You know, the other thing, I went back, we were talking about, you know, earlier in the year, and I mentioned about, you know, getting Zach down on the sideline. And you know, people were chirping, well, we beat Minnesota. You realize we kicked 5 field goals in that Minnesota game?
Feels like forever
ago. We had 1 touchdown. So it wasn't like we were a Swiss watch, okay? The defense carried the day in that game.
Yeah, they've been doing their job. Do your job. Hey, man, find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes. And, of course, you can find the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929 and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. See Purdy last night, by the way? 3 picks.
Yep.
You see Purdy? Telling you, Mac Jones, man. He can do everything Purdy can do.
Would you be interested in Mac Jones in the offseason?
Mike, he can play.
Would you be interested in Mac Jones here?
I need a steady hand if my quarterback is not going to be available to start the season and if Kirk Cousins, who's under contract, is not going to be here, seems like a dumb thing.
We don't have anything to give. We don't have a first rounder or whatever they'd ask for him. He's under contract.
He's elevated his status. Right. There's no doubt with the way he's played in 49 and land. But yeah,
he's restricted, what's his story?
Purdy had 3 picks last night.
He's got 1 more year in San Fran now. Mac Jones does.
Yeah, you know why? Because they know he's as good as this guy that started last night. They win the game. Carolina was bad, by the way. And this is what's driving me crazy. How can Bryce Young be so good against us? And this dude barely threw for like 160 last night.
Yeah.
He threw another interception. You're like, How he comes into our house and is just brilliant.
And by the way, how about Salah, all those injuries on defense, you know, with the 49ers? They've also got a situation they're not going to give Ayuk. See that, the bonus next year? They've already told Ayuk that he's going to be gone.
Well, Mike, they're not afraid to move on from guys.
No, they're not. But no, I needed like 5 points from Rico Dowdle. I had to sweat it, but he got it in my fantasy league. But yeah, the Carolina Panthers, if you didn't see it last night, anytime there would be some momentum, looks like they got some juice flowing. Just that's what makes us – it's I know that you've made a good argument that the defense can only do what you can't expect it to be on the field for 40 minutes a game. But still, the way we've played against Bryce Young is pretty pathetic.
Well, is that game plan? I mean, the tackling was crap at the end. We know that. But I don't understand how they attack us. And then you see him against other teams, and it's like, he doesn't do crap. Right. He just doesn't show up.
We make him look like Fran Tarkenton in the games that Bryce Young plays against the Falcons.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Hey, just talking about what's going on around the NFL. If you are just joining us, because we're going to let you hear Seth Emerson coming up, the big news today locally, certainly when it comes to high school football, is the suspensions at Gainesville. And the news today is that they came back after the GHSA came back after hearing Gainesville's case and said, okay, we're still going to suspend a bunch of players. And they did. And the part about this is, guys, they're supposed to play in the quarterfinal in the state football playoffs against Hughes. I think it's a mess just from the standpoint of how this has been handled. More importantly, if you're going to tell me this is cut and dry, I know there are other examples. People have been sending me all day saying, hey, this happened. But the AD, Adam Lindsay, we reached out to him day. We've not heard from him or, you know, coach up there at Gainesville, but we just want to hear their side of it. And we want to know why that they believe their players should be eligible. I think they should be eligible just because I feel like you're taking something away from these young men who've worked so hard, who made a mistake, not taking that out of this. But, Mike, if this was a four-minute ordeal on the field, right, this is how you're going to punish Gainesville?
You look at the video, it's just under a minute, about a half a minute of contact. We talked a lot about why didn't the refs step up and be more demonstrative, take control of the game. We heard from a couple of refs. Day-Day's dad mentioned you cannot make contact with a player. Real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Jimmy. His son plays at Grayson. Apparently, Carl, the Grayson-Colquitt game, Rusty Manziel called it on GPTV.
Yeah.
He says the situation that you saw down there in Brunswick, he said, very similar at the Grayson-Colquitt game. He said the refs stopped the game in the third quarter, basically talked to the kids and brought both coaches out, and apparently said they're going to start ejecting players.
Which is what should happen.
So that's what happens when you have refs who can take control of the situation. They had no issues moving forward. The game concluded. But it was getting chippy, and they saw it, and they stopped it. They didn't take that action in Brunswick, maybe because they're at home at Brunswick, whatever. Brunswick players started showing their butts, acting the fool, and now, as you said, everyone gets punished. You're protecting your players. Guys, a guy from Brunswick was ripping guys' helmets off. It could have been stopped, but the refs didn't take a proactive stance the way apparently they did in the Colquitt-Grayson game.
39 Gainesville players, 41 Brunswick players. Remember, Brunswick lost the game, so their season is over. Both schools were fined $5,000 for a fight that began with about a minute 57 left in the third quarter. Gainesville's leading that game 42-0. This goes back to last week, but Brunswick also was given a one-year postseason ban as part of this punishment. So it's not just about, all right, those kids get to go home and it was a crappy game, I get it. But the kids who are coming up at Brunswick and say, hey, we'll be pretty good next year. Well, guess what? Because of this, now you've got a one-year postseason ban. So all the way around, and I'm not saying there shouldn't be rules in place. This is why we have the association. But I also think, Mike, you got to give these kids an opportunity. And Gainesville, I've been saying it all day. I think these kids should play. I was involved with something like this. Again, not about me. I don't want to make it about me. This is about Gainesville and Brunswick. But I understand how this plays out and why you have to suspend some players. But, Mike, everybody? 39?
Like in Texas? I mean, I'm surprised. You mean they bent the rules in Texas to let you guys play?
We didn't have all the cameras back then. Nobody was filming that. Right. You know who was filming it? The schools for the film study.
The 22, right?
That's it. There wasn't all the cameras, so you didn't see everybody right. Going, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. We only saw it because they played it back for us. But at the end of the day, I know what this is. And one thing like this, where you see your boys out there, you run out there, it's just, man, it shouldn't happen this way.
I get it. You're going to say once you leave the sideline, but, again, it's your teammates. Some of these guys have known. These guys, they go back to Pop Warner playing together. They're going to get smoked by Langston Hughes if they lose that many players. Can you split the baby? Can you give me – but they're not because they've already made the ruling. Now you got to lawyer up. And I hate it, There's nothing worse than having to see, you know, high school sports and getting lawyers involved. But I think if you're Gainesville, you got to throw the Hail Mary now, don't you?
They have no choice. All right, coming back, Seth Emerson talks to us about the Dogs. What if? A lot of what-if scenarios playing out as we head to rivalry weekend. Seth Emerson from The Athletic. And how much money did Georgia Tech sell this game for it not being on the flats? Hear what he has to say about that and more next.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.